Why don't you tell us a little bit about the structure of this office here, how it works, and the kinds of things that you guys do on a daily basis?
Well, the structure is pretty straightforward. Tom Meyer is a special agent in charge. He runs the office. Rosa Alvarado is his assistant. So actually, Rosa runs the day-to-day operational things that the office takes care of. She's more of the general manager of the operations on a day-to-day basis. The office itself is split up into four squads. I run the counterfeit currency squad, and primarily what we do is investigate counterfeit money. Of course, we'll do other things as needed. We'll help the other squads out, or on protection assignments, we work protection if someone is in town that we protect. The other squads are, there's a fraud squad. They deal primarily with fraudulent credit cards, various other access devices, cellular phone fraud, mm-hmm. computer fraud, a few other things. Then there's a protective intelligence squad. They deal exclusively with protective intelligence matters such as threat cases, people who write letters who are overheard with threatening remarks regarding the president, vice president, or whoever else we protect. And the fourth squad is somewhat of a catch-all where they do the special investigations, which include background investigations. They do some bank fraud. They work some administrative cases and a few other things in kind of a catch-all capacity.
And you're a special agent, right?
Well, I like to think of myself as extra special, but generally speaking, special agent is the title. Actually, my title now is assistant to the special agent in charge, which just means that I've reached a supervisory level and I run the counterfeit currency squad. So it's a frontline supervisor position.
So do you actually do any work anymore, or do you just boss people around?
Well, you'd have to ask the people that work for me to get a real answer to that. I still actually get out, you know, as they say, out in the streets, to use a euphemism, when we're doing search warrants or arrests, if I can. But the majority of my job is frontline administrative, assigning cases, reviewing reports, reviewing the counterfeit notes that come in throughout the district.
Right now, I'm looking at this desk, and it's got a lot of money on it. How often do you get a Tupperware bin that's filled with, it has to be $10,000 in currency or more? Do you get one of these on a daily basis? Every day you come in, it's like, here's your $10,000 of fake currency today.
Not daily for that amount. That's probably a couple days worth. So there's quite a few dollars that's spent in the Bay Area. You have to remember, it's a large district we cover.
And does this represent from, what, roughly the Golden Gate Bridge down to the end of San Jose, or bigger than that?
Actually, all the way up through the northern end of California on the coast, down past San Francisco, east out through Vallejo, and then down south towards San Jose. It's pretty much by county. So we've got primarily here San Francisco, Marin, Alameda, Contra Costa County, San Mateo County.
Have you seen the movie The Matrix yet?
I have not. I've seen the promos for it.
Have you heard about it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it seems fairly interesting, but I haven't seen it yet.
I'll give you the quickest of synopses. Essentially, what happens in the movie is the premise is that the world is not what it appears to be, that you're actually inside a giant computer program. We're inside a computer program right now. And the badasses in the computer world are people called agents who wear suspiciously sunglasses and wires out of their ears all the time. Now, that you're not part of that whole thing, right? You're not like part of this underworld computer program thing.
Well, as far as I know, I'm not. But of course, I guess you could always take that one step further and say that people involved wouldn't even know they were involved. We're made fun of occasionally with the earpieces and the lapel pins and the dark sunglasses. But that's okay. That's kind of part of the act in some ways in the protection side of things. The people that work for me wear anything from suits to shorts and T-shirts, depending on what situation they're in. So that protection image actually works to our advantage in some ways, where if the president, vice president, whoever we protect is somewhere and you see a bunch of people in dark blue suits and red striped ties and sunglasses, you know that we're there, and those are the people that we pretty much want you to see. There are other people there that are dressed more casually, doing other functions that presumably you're not going to see. So it's all part of the mystique.